Hi, I'm Dr. Sundaram, your coach, counselor, mentor, and NLP trainer from India. Over 2 decades of experience and 250 YouTube videos full of cases of my work. Well, today's episode, Ask PTS. Again, my friend Siddharth, make me think. Okay. What is the difference between NLP technique and NLP process? Well, very good thought, Siddharth. I do not know whether I'll be able to convince you because NLP is a subject which can be appreciated only when a person attends an NLP training program. It is the most powerful training program. And if you look at a little bit of introduction, even many people who do NLP, they do not appreciate that, because if you think NLP as a training program, yes, you will not get anything. But if you look at the certificate, the first basic certificate is not a participation certificate. There's a practitioner's certificate. That means NLP practitioner certificate. It means he has to practice on himself first. NLP is nothing but thought technology. Where is thought available? Many of the people who complete NLP training, they go and teach others. That is where the field is occurring. Because when you think NLP is for teaching others, you're like a teacher. Okay, I don't want to go further into that. NLP is an experiential training program. Okay, you have to travel inside. Without going into the experience format, you will not be able to appreciate my answer, I'm telling you. Number one, you ask what is the difference between NLP technique and NLP process. Okay, I'll go to the fundamental. NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, is one definition. Okay. A neuro-linguistic psychology is another word which people coined, that is the group coined, because what actually happened, if you look at the history of NLP, over 10 years they could not sell. The moment they used, called it a neuro-linguistic psychology, the big market was there. They could sell throughout the world. That is how some group of these NLPs called NLP psychology. I also believe in the world of NLP psychology. I promote it as NLP psychology. But the psychology is having a technology. The difference between other school of psychology and NLP psychology is, yes, NLP is nothing but NLP talks about a syntax of the process. NLP is nothing but a process writer. Of what thoughts? NLP is a syntax or a process writer of thoughts. Whose thoughts? First of all, it is my own thought. Once I can write my own process, my own observational thoughts, okay, by practice, sitting in the practice group, applying all the NLP methods on myself, then only you are qualified to call yourself as an NLP practitioner. Number one, NLP. N is what? Neuron. Neuron, here the word is thoughts. See, I see a dream. It's not a three-dimensional. It's a five-dimensional dream. But how to tell you? I can't tell you because I can't tell myself. I've experienced a 5x5-dimensional dream. But I have a limitation of language. I have a limitation of language not to express myself. See, what is good communication? 100% communication is I use a method of communication. So I tell you so that you are able to experience what I have experienced. Then it is 10x10 communication. Isn't it? Yes. So first of all, there is a communication gap in what a dream I have seen and what I can express. So that is there are many filters. So here what we do is, We try to observe this and write it. Yeah, we observe it and write it. NLP helps you to how to write the process, your own observational, your thought process. Number one. And you know the difference between process and a technique. I would say process is nothing but a series of steps of activities leading to a result. It can be correlated to means and an end. Very simple. Means is a process, the end is a result or the product. Every process has outcome as a product. Okay. NLP technique is nothing but, I would say, it's a proven process. Is a proven process. It is some objective information and a subjective information. NLP process is subjective. Because I have seen something on the dream, I'm just writing it, I'm just observing it, using my syntax. But I'm not able to reproduce what I want. I'm not able to make it to a circuit. Way to start, way to end, so that anybody goes through the process has the same results and same end. When I'm able to write a process which is having a same result and same end, and then process can be replicated by anybody, then I call it a technique. Okay, I will come to two examples. Anthony Robbins, you might have heard about Anthony Robbins. He was asked by government military to train a sharpshooter. I do not know the exact technicalities, but for your explanation's sake, I am telling it because this example I have been telling around last 10 years. So the sharpshooter was produced, and he asked them what the average rate of the shooter at the time was, 3 or 3.5. And the American specification was he should be at 9.5 by 10. So Tony Robbins told, so you get me a guy who's a 9.5 out of 10. American Army told that we do not have any guy, but we have examples of people who have performed at their peak, which are around 7 by 10. So this guy was going for a secret mission to rescue a group of people who have been hijacked. In the night he will land and he will do the sharp shooting. Then he told, you get the guy who is a 7 by 10. So the guy who is 7 by 10 was produced and his peak performance was observed. He did a lot of NLP technique, observed it, recorded it, structured it, written it. Then he thought all these things in the shooter and he became 7 by 10 shooter. This is an example of how NLP syntax can be decoded, encoded and recoded. Let me come to my example. I have an NLP clinic in Tambaram and Weimar. I'm in the field of therapy, one-to-one therapy. I also do Skype counseling throughout the globe. Many of these students and couples who come for counseling, some part of the process, they have to be taught some NLP techniques. A lot of techniques I teach, and very powerful techniques, NLP techniques. So I teach them a few techniques, two to three techniques or four techniques, and depending upon their requirement. And I ask them to do the homework and come back and say how they have applied it. No homework, no counseling policy. So what actually happens is, but they become familiar with the first technique, the second technique, and third technique, and fourth technique. And they tell him, you find out the best technique now. So they come up with the fifth technique on their own. What they do, they pick up the nose of the first technique, they pick up the mouth of the second technique, they pick up the ear of other technique, they put their own experience, and they freeze them into technique. I told them, go ahead, then go ahead. And they have produced their own result, everlasting results. So please understand, everybody is equal. Everybody is having the neuron vibrating at its optimum capacity. And you and me are capable of doing it. And that becomes very, very easy, structured when you learn NLP. Thank you very much. NLP technique, I would call, is nothing but technology. It's a frozen process. Process is only an observational, out of curiosity, you observe that. NLP is a syntax writer. Thank you very much. And please go down, give me your feedback on whichever platform you are listening. Kindly ask questions that will make me think. Any doubt, yes, free of cost, you can clarify here, particularly in NLP. And go to my YouTube videos, give me a plus sign and ask your questions. Okay. And would you like to contact me for free training programs? I do training programs on mobile, free training programs. You can contact me on DR, D for Delhi, R for Railway, S for Summer, U for Umbrella, N for Nagpur, T for Tirupati, R for Railway, G for Gwalior. drsuntrg@gmail.com. Welcome for the program. We are going ahead with another program called LLP Webinar on Relationship. Welcome for the program. If interested, please call me. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you. Meet you in the next episode. Thank you. Bye. Ha-ha.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.